find more Joycast and show blogs,
welcome to the Chicks Talkin' Footy Joy Podcast, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL women since day one. Lovely.
Here, and we're here with Bree Davey, the captain of Carlton. Now, Bree, we've just been at the announcement of the Pride game between Carlton and the Bulldogs. How excited are you?
It's just so exciting. I think it's such a great thing to be part of. Obviously, you know, using sport as a landscape to make change, that's, you know, that's one massive thing, an upside to sport and what we can do with it. So just so excited to be able to run out there and, you know, represent the Pride colours and be really proud about it, to be honest. So excited.
Yeah, it's funny, we've been involved in a few Pride game broadcasts for the men's games, but what's struck us today is it's a much more personal experience for you girls, I think, because you've got partners and you can now be run on the field and be open with who you are. So
yeah, that's exactly right. It's obviously not only important for us as individuals, but also our partners as well, and obviously me in particular, Tilly Lucas-Rodd's in the team as well. So she's my partner and my teammate, and so, you know, for both of us, it's fantastic. Fantastic to be able to again run out something we're so passionate about and so proud about, and be able to, you know, hopefully really make a positive change and start to change that mindset.
And I know I was speaking to some women that played football, you know, 10 years ago, even today, and in previous conversations, and they all said they hid who they were because they wanted to be recognised what they did and not be judged and all of that sort of thing. So we've come a long way. How do you think these games help educate people as well?
Yeah, we've come a really long way. Like, if you even sort of, I mean, personally, I feel like I've been on the lucky end of it. You know, girls sort of who are maybe a bit older than me and may have experienced different things and probably the worst of it, to be honest. And, you know, I think it's important, obviously, not just for us as the footy players, but obviously the wider community. And, you know, like you said, these sort of games are what we can use to educate people, and a lot of people obviously tune into footy. It's such a widely followed and loved game. So if we're driving that from our perspective as players and from our club perspective as well, you know, that might start to really turn a few heads and again change minds, which is what. It's what the aim of these things are, and just to create that awareness.
Bree, what was the response from the playing group when the club came and said we're doing a Pride game?
Yeah, there's no questions about it. Straight away, everyone was like, "Yeah, let's do this. What do we need to do? How can we help?" And the club was so great and receptive to the feedback, and you know, we did give feedback around what we sort of wanted it to look like, and you know, there's a couple of things we're obviously putting in for the game, and so things like rainbow mouth guards and stuff like that, which is going to be just so exciting.
Oh, can we buy one? Where are we?
Yeah, so it's just so exciting, and we can't wait for that round. It's in particular probably one of the ones I'm looking forward to for sure.
Yeah, great. Bree, you're the first person I've ever met who's had their own bobblehead. The Pride game's exciting, I know, but tell me what it was like to get your own bobblehead.
Well, it was the best day of my life, let me tell you. Nah, look, it's really cool. They're so cute. I've got a lot of friends at the moment thinking they're pretty funny, taking my bobblehead everywhere and taking selfies with it and stuff. So
now we need a bobblehead with a rainbow mouth guard.
Exactly.
And your set will be complete.
Exactly. Next year I'll be all over it. But no, it's actually really cool. And as I said, I've got a few of my smart aleck friends thinking they're pretty funny with it. So it's created a bit of a laugh.
Excellent.
Well, thanks so much for chatting with us, and good luck in round four against the Bulldogs and round two and three.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bree. Footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.